The House today set a priority for state funding, transportation. Members voted to ask Alaskans to approve a constitutional amendment that would set up a dedicated fund that could only be used to pay for transportation projects, even if state revenue falls. Sponsor Peggy Wilson, a Republican from Wrangell, said the state faces problems paying for its transportation infrastructure, both from state revenue and from expected cuts in federal assistance.
The state really needs a reliable revenue stream that doesn't fluctuate from year to year. With a dedicated fund, Alaska can implement a transportation plan that is independent from the federal government.
Wilson's plan would hold all state income from sources such as license plate fees, taxes, motor fuel taxes, in addition to any money the legislature wants to add. It could only be used for transportation and related expenses. Anchorage Democrat Les Guerra said the protection for transportation spending would have an effect on other needs at any given time. He estimated if education had an equal priority, a special fund would need $22 billion to guarantee meeting its expenses. A public safety endowment would require protecting $4 billion. The university would need an $18 billion fund.
By the time we took the most popular priorities and said, let's have a fund for each one of those, there's no money to address the things that don't get the public attention that we need, like energy projects, like revenue sharing so we can help communities fund their local needs, like children's services, like heating assistance for communities that have very, very high heating costs.
Guerra said the state would be better served if the legislature continued to prioritize spending needs every year based on available revenue. The resolution will be available for a final reconsideration vote tomorrow before it is sent to the Senate for consideration.